Flint's been making some national headlines lately, but you've known this was potentially an issue for a while now. What's it been like for you to watch the news?
Pretty easy. I don't. I think that after a while, especially starting in October, I've been focused on the task force activities. Prior to that, I don't think it was anything I didn't know. So,
Leanne Walters called the EPA. How did you find out about her situation, and what did you think was going on?
Well, Leanne first called Jennifer Crooks, one of my coworkers. Jennifer referred her to me because I've been working with lead for, you know, a couple decades. Once I saw that, I mean, it was a high result, 104. I spoke to Leanne, and it was obviously high, and I said, don't drink the water, but not any kind of alarm or anything. We see sometimes homes that have a high result where there's not problems in other places. But I did, you know, talk with her a lot. And then right on the heels of that, of course, we had another higher result, 397. So throughout the process, we had a ton of calls back and forth. She really wanted to understand things. And so I went through essentially explaining that some homes could have lead pipes. She had talked about having plastic pipes in her home. And so I said, well, there could be lead in the service line. And so eventually we got to corrosion control, as how the leaching of lead is stopped from the interior plumbing and the lead service lines. And we spent a good deal of time on that. You know, all throughout this time frame, you know, I'm assuming that Flint had corrosion control in place. So at that time, it wasn't on my radar, so to speak, that they didn't have the treatment in place.
When you found out that Flint wasn't using corrosion control treatment, what was your reaction to that?
Well, actually, Leanne was the one that found out. After we had been talking, she would do her own investigative work, and she actually mentioned that she had talked to someone, and they mentioned they did not have corrosion control. And even though she had told me that, I just, in my head, I was thinking, that's not possible. You know, I couldn't believe that was true. I thought there's a misunderstanding here or some kind of miscommunication. But in getting to know her and in getting to know, you know, how quickly she was picking things up and information she was providing was accurate, I thought I'd better look into this. And, of course, you know, we were told by the DEQ that they had a corrosion control treatment program in place. But she had put that doubt in my mind, and the wording there was a little corrosion control treatment program. And it kind of read funny because typically you just say corrosion control, and that's generally known to be treatment. So started digging further and pressing DEQ, and finally, you know, they acknowledged that there was no treatment in place.
Do you feel like they misled you before? I realize there's nuances in this language.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I don't know what anybody's intention is, and so I can't assign intent. But, you know, clearly they did not have treatment in place. I don't know what the intent was in that email.
So at some point, Mark Edwards gets involved here. He does a 30-bottle, like a sequential sample for Walters in April, I think it was. And
right.
When I talked to Edwards, he said when he got those results back, one of the first people he called was you, and it was late at night. Do you remember that night and sort of seeing those were the particular numbers that were, you know, in the thousands of parts per billion?
Well, okay, so it goes back to the day that I found out about the lack of treatment, and you know, I was pretty stunned to find out. That was on a Friday, and then I was out at the Walters home that Monday, that following Monday. And yes, I mean, the results were the absolute highest I had ever seen. But I think one of the things that should be pointed out here, though, is I looked at the plumbing. It was all plastic, as Ms. Walters had said, and so that was a contradiction from what I had been told previously by the DEQ. I'd received a call that the lead was coming from her plumbing, and that that she needed to hire a plumber, you know, to take care of that. So when I got there, I took a look at that, and it was, in fact, all plastic, the valves, the pipes, the fittings, the couplings, they were all plastic, a couple of minor brass connectors, but nothing that would produce the levels of lead that we found. And so, you know, the numbers were pretty staggering, and so, I mean, that just, those numbers blew my mind. I couldn't believe them.
So I called the DEQ to ask them about, you know, pre-flushing and some of the things you wrote about that I thought, wow, these might affect other cities in Michigan. And that's when he told me that anybody who was worried about the lead in water could relax. I was curious if you read that and what you thought about that, if you did.
Well, it was pretty shocking to see some of these things, but I think looking at them in hindsight, people maybe that didn't understand is the only thing I could think of. Because clearly, if you did understand, first of all, you know, it's just inconceivable that somebody would not require the treatment in the first place. So that was kind of the biggest shock, if you will. Following that, some of the statements, it was really surprising to see a government agency saying the things that they were saying, I guess.
Do you feel like a hero at all?
I'll tell you, not really. You know, it's taken a long time. I don't know that, you know, you could say that.